Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're talking about being wise and having wisdom in 2022 and using the acronym WISE, the word wise. And to recap the first two letters yesterday, we talked about wisdom starts with the word, obviously talking about God's word, the Bible. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light to my path. We talked about another great app is the Bible Recap with Tara Lee Cobble. I encourage you to check that out if you want to maybe spend time in God's word reading, but also have a little support there. She does has a great reading plan and does a short 8 to 9 minute audio recording about the parts that you read. The letter I, you got to be intentional about having wisdom. Talked about all throughout the Bible that we have got to spend time with God, but we have to be intentional about it. He talks about that, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Psalm 46, 10 says, be still and know that I am God. And we talked about being careful with temptation and by spending time in God's word and being intentional about that. It can help you resist temptation. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And this verse came really just kind of visualized to me. And when I really just started to understand that verse probably about 20 years ago, I thought back to when my dad had open heart surgery, and he had to have triple bypass surgery. And a lot of times now they can go through the leg and do stents and things, but back then they had to crack your chest open, and it was a painful surgery. And he had a scar, looked like a zipper almost, where they had to staple him up, and you know, had that the rest of his life after that surgery. But I just thought about the visual of that and how hard it is to get to your heart physically, how God designed our body, because it's the most valuable piece. We have, our heart's not functioning, obviously we don't live. And how God, the way he designed our bodies is so intricately that he protected it, and our ribs and in the center of our body. It's just amazing how God created our body and how he physically guards it that way. Well, we have to protect our heart, our mental, our emotional parts of the heart. We have to do that ourselves, and that starts with our eyes and then our mind. Yes, the heart, the emotions that come out of our soul and things, but you know what? Let's be honest. It starts in our eyes and then our minds, our thoughts, what we look at, what we think, what we see, and just have to be really, really careful about those things. And the thing is, if you're going to be intentional about not giving into temptation and intention about having wisdom and being wise in 2022, you put some accountability in place and talk with people. And there's different things that you can get, software and things like that. And just be really wise about it. But if you're going to be intentional about having wisdom and being wise in 2022, it really starts with our habits. I've been reading a book this year. I started reading called James Clear, Atomic Habits. And it was the number one book on Amazon last year. It's not a spiritual book, but we can get wisdom from it, and there's things that you can apply using some of his principles. And early on in the book, he shared a quote that really spoke to me. He says, a slight change in your daily habits can guide your life in a very different destination. Success is the product of daily habits, not once-in-a-lifetime transformations. You get what you repeat. So one of the things I've had to realize that just spending time daily with God is just means everything if I'm going to have peace in my life and if I want to have wisdom and want to be wise. And you know, I can't just do it once a week or live off when I accepted Jesus as a 12-year-old little boy. I've had to go back over and over. And if you want to grow closer to God, you want to have wisdom and be wise in the way that you live your life and do things, then it is in the way of our daily habits. And we get what we repeat. And so I want to encourage us. Sometimes we get discouraged and we're like, oh, I missed my quiet time. I'm not going to worry about it now. You know, it's okay. I'll be at church on Sunday here in a few days and I'll start again next week. No, jump back in there today and spend some time with God. So to be wise and have wisdom in 2022, we're spelling out the word wise. W, wisdom starts with the word. Talking about God's word, the Bible. Letter I, we've got to be intentional about having wisdom. The letter S, we got to search for wisdom every day. We got to search for it. We talked about being intentional, making time for it, but we've got to search for it, look for it all around us. Proverbs chapter 2, we talked about that earlier this week, just really, really is a great basis for wisdom and what the Bible has to say about it. Chapter 2, verses 3 through 6 say, cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for lost money or like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom from his mouth, come knowledge and understanding. And it's so true. Just, you know, we got to search for them just like we do lost money. Search for wisdom from God. And I'm thankful that he will give it to us. And I think, you know, a lot of us, we've got a goal in 2022 that we want to grow in our personal relationship with Jesus. We want to know God better. And, you know, prayer is a big part of that. Mark Batterson at National Community Church in Washington, D.C., one of my favorite communicators, says, prayer is the difference between seeing with our physical eyes and seeing with our spiritual eyes. You know, the Bible talks about we walk by faith and not by sight. And I talked to you earlier about that book, Atomic Habits, by James Clear. And he said, you know, goals are about the results you want to achieve. Systems are about the processes that lead to those results. So your goal may be that you want to grow closer to God this year. But I want to ask you, what are the systems and the process that you have that's going to help you get to that goal at the end of the year? How will you say that I'm closer to God? And the good news is it's not too late. We're here in early January still. Over 11 months left, 11 and a half. And, you know, what system is it? Is it you're going to, hey, I'm going to get up 15 minutes earlier. I'm going to spend time reading God's word. Maybe I'm going to do that Bible recap that we talked about earlier. Or I'm going to join a life group, a small group at my church, or there's lots of great Bible studies out there, BSF, Bible Study Fellowship, one for men, one for women at different churches here in Lexington. That'll really take you to a deeper level. But really want to encourage you to get in a life group and studying God's Word with somebody. Journaling. No, I've got a couple friends that are really trying to do more journaling, and it's a habit that I've done off and on. I want to grow in that myself this year, but I've got a couple friends that they really want to journal more about writing their prayer request and just keep up with what God's doing in their life so they can look back on the year and see how he's working. I know people listen to Hope Is Here podcast. We're on the radio at 8:15 a.m. and at lunchtime, 12:45 p.m. A lot of people listen to that, but we've been blessed to have over 60,000 podcasts downloaded and listened to. And my good friend Tom Haley tells me that he listens in the morning while he's fixing breakfast. He just recently retired, and he's got a set of headphones that he listens to it on. And by the time he has his breakfast finished, fixed, and prepared, ready to sit down, he's got 14 minutes of God and some spiritual food before he eats his physical food through listening to Hope Is Here and the many wonderful guests that we've been blessed to have over the years. I like to listen to different pastors. Obviously, you can go to YouTube and see all kinds of, listen to great sermons and preaching. One of the things, maybe you say, you know what, I'm going to memorize one verse a week this year. Even if you just did one verse a month, it'd be 12 verses at the end of the year. If you did obviously one a week, it'd be 52. The first time that really just spoke to me was about 20 years ago when I did Henry Blackaby's Experiencing God Bible Study for the first time. And if you want to go a little deeper and grow in your relationship with God and Jesus this year, you ought to think about doing Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. And the first verse that they had us learn was John chapter 15, verse 5. And I still know that verse by heart because I had to memorize that verse and I wanted to know it when I met with a couple guys that I was doing it with the next week. And it simply says, Jesus said, if you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And that just really started me down a path of trying to memorize some scripture. And I still need to grow in that area. But last year, went to record and had a guest that did not show up unexpectedly. And they couldn't let me know in just like a few minutes for they were supposed to be at the radio station. And unfortunately, I was not prepared for something else. And so fortunately, Megan, our producer, said, hey, let me interview you. You're always interviewing everybody else and or just sharing, you know, messages that you put together, notes and things. But let me interview you. Let's do something different. So she said, give me a few minutes. And she prepared some questions. And then she just asked me, and I was sharing scripture. And she said to me, she was just amazed, she said, because, you know, you didn't have any notes. You were just calling us off the top of your head. Now, granted, I'm much older than Megan, so that was one of the things that did help, that I'm 20 years older than her. But the fact is, it's just, you know, it's just because of being intentional about it. And I don't say that to give myself a pat on the back. It just, I didn't even think about it till she said it. But it's just because I've had to apply those verses in my life. A lot of times during pain and heartache and disappointments. And yet God's word does, man. It's a rock. It'll help you. It'll give you strength when you don't have it. So if you want to be wise in 2022, wisdom starts with the word, God's word. Letter I is intentional about having wisdom. S, search for wisdom every day. And the letter E, expect God to give you wisdom. That's the big one. If you do those first three about spending time in God's word, being intentional to make sure that happens every day, S, search for wisdom throughout the day with God and have a system set up that you can do that. But you've got to expect God to give you wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, one of those verses that shared that day when Megan interviewed me just off the cup. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God and he will make your path straight. He will give you wisdom, friends, when you just logically can't figure something out. But that comes from spending time with him. Mark Batterson, a pastor, says, we shouldn't seek answers as much as we seek God. If you seek answers, you won't find them. But if you seek God, the answers will find you. Ooh, that's good. I'll read that one more time. You shouldn't seek answers as much as we seek God. If you seek answers, you won't find them. But if you seek God, the answers will find you. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And so God's saying, give me all your heart and I will show you and I will answer it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, Jesus said, keep on asking and you will be given what you ask for. Keep on looking, you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and the door is open to everyone who knocks. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not, Jesus said. If you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? So friends, I want to encourage you this year, keep on knocking on God's door for wisdom this year. It starts with spending time in God's word, being intentional about asking God to have wisdom, having a plan, searching for it every day, a system that will work for you, and last but not least, expecting God to give you wisdom. So keep on knocking on God's door for wisdom in 2022, and you'll always have hope. I'm Greg Horn. This is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.